Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Amanda. I will accompany you today for the next 60 minutes in English terrestrial program. In today's edition, I will begin some segments such as news, news across the country, and other interesting information as well as Indonesian pop songs. Make sure to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia at our frequency 3325 kHz and join us at our website at www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Hello listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo hopes Masela Block can push derivative industries. Vice President Yusuf Kalla makes sure that Indonesian government is more ready to overcome forest and land fires in 2019. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo hopes that the plan of development POD of the Abadi Field LNG project in Masela Block will push the creation of derivative industries such as petrochemicals. He said at State Palace in Jakarta on Friday that this has been the biggest investment since Indonesia's independence and this is able to absorb hundreds of thousands of workers if it is developed into derivative industries such as petrochemical industries. The signing of the revision of the Masela Block Tanibar Islands Oil and Gas Project Development Plan or POD was carried out last week. On Tuesday, Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Ignatius Jonan, accompanied by head of the Special Task Force for Upstream Oil and Gas Business Activities, or SKK Migas, Dwi Sucipto, CEO of Inpex Corporation, Takayuki Ueda handed POD Abadi Field, Masela Block to President Joko Widodo to be operated in 2027. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla makes sure that Indonesian government has been more ready in dealing with forest and land fires in 2019. He said the government has prepared 10 helicopters and forest extinguishing aircrafts that will be deployed in many hotspot areas. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Vice President Yusuf Kalla assessed in Jakarta on Friday that the people who are in the vulnerable hotspot areas have also been more ready to face the forest fires this year. Therefore, he believed that forest fires in 2019 will not be more destructive than the ones in 2015. Moreover, the central government has instructed regional governments whose regions are vulnerable of forest and land fires to keep being alert in handling the forest fires. A film entitled Bali Beats of Paradise, which is the work of young Indonesian filmmaker from East Java, Livi Cheng, has been successfully played in some theaters of the United States and South Korea. The film shows the natural beauty of Bali and raises the inspirational story of a Balinese gamelan player and composer, Nyoman Wenten. At a press conference that took place at the Hall of Susilo Sudarman, Ministry of Tourism in Jakarta on Friday, Deputy Marketing Development 2, Nia Niscaya, said that the film is a communication tool to promote Indonesian culture and destinations to the world.
Film itu adalah merupakan media komunikasi yang halus. Dari sisi perspektif pariwisata, ini adalah alat komunikasi untuk mempromosikan.
Film is a smooth communication medium. From tourism perspective, this is a communication tool to promote culture and of course destination to the world. And this also strengthened from the data that foreign tourists to Indonesia are 65% due to cultural interest, 30% because of nature and 5% because of man-made or artificial. The villain also truly conveys the cultural richness of a destination. The third thing about Bali itself in terms of its contribution of foreign tourists is that 40% to Bali, which is even greater. This is the first time a film about Indonesia is made by an Indonesian director, but it goes international.
On the same occasion, Livy Cheng as a director hopes that this film can play a major role in popularizing Indonesian culture to the world and inspiring Indonesian youth to love national culture. Bali Beats of Paradise was also selected for an Oscar nomination for the Best Picture category. Indonesian Navy Chief of Staff, or KASAL, Admiral Siwi Sukma Aji held a meeting with his Australian counterpart, Vice Admiral Michael Joseph Nonan, in Canberra, Australia on Friday. A press release from the Indonesian Navy's Information Service reported that the two Navy leaders discussed developments in bilateral relations and regional situations, particularly regarding the importance of maintaining maritime security. At this meeting, according to head of the Navy's Information Agency, First Admiral Muhammad Zainal, the Indonesian and Australian navies have agreed to mutually enhance cooperation in the field of training. Both are aware that the cooperation through interaction between people is very important in order to understand each other, especially in the fields of educational cooperation, exchanges, seminars, and conferences. Indonesian Ministry of Trade facilitates Indonesian business people to sign the export of 10 tons of swallow nests to China with a value of approximately 500 billion rupiah. Director General of Foreign Trade at the Ministry of Trade, Very Angry Jono, said in Jakarta on Friday that the signing of the contract is the first step to increase the bird's nest commodity to the Chinese market. According to Very, swallow nest products are excellent in the Chinese market. This commodity is considered to have certain properties that become Chinese people's trust. Lake Toba tourist destination is targeted to be able to contribute foreign exchange worth 14 trillion rupiah in 2020. Lake Toba is one of the super priority tourist destinations where the development is being driven by the government. Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya hopes that Lake Toba tourism destination will receive much more additional budget from the government. In a written statement on Friday, he said that Lake Toba tourism destination is expected to get 2 trillion rupiah because the area is also large. Minister Arif Yahya also said that the government would disburse an additional budget worth 6.4 trillion rupiah, which would be divided into four super priority destinations to several relevant ministries or institutions by 2020. Padang restaurant with the main menu rendang will be built in Vietnam's largest city, Ho Chi Minh. Mayor of Padang, Mahyildi Ansarullah, said in Padang, West Sumatra on Friday that this year the restaurant is targeted to have been built. The location and developer are ready and there must be coordination. He also explained that the construction of the Padang restaurant in Ho Chi Minh, Vietnam, is under cooperation with the Indonesian Consulate General in Vietnam. Major Mahyildi Ansarullah added that the reason why Vietnam is chosen as the development of the Padang rice restaurant is that there are a lot of Malay tourists visiting the country, especially Ho Chi Minh. In addition to economic targets, this is also one of the tourism destinations that rendang is one of the world's best food in West Sumatra, especially Padang. Well, listener, that's the news, read by Ahmad Faisal. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first news comes from Gorontalo. The Department of Industry and Trade, together with the Regional National Crafts Council of Gorontalo Regency, showcased regional superior products at the 2019 Enchantment of Bunaken National Festival in Manado, North Sulawesi.
Head of Trade at Gorontalo Regency Carmila Patasalang on Wednesday said the activity took place around July the 17th until 20th and featured superior products and features from various regions in Indonesia. He claimed that the regional products on display were like embroidery handicrafts made from Encik Mums and soba candy and pia. Meanwhile, the head of the Gorontalo Regional National Craft Council, Fori Nawai, said that various efforts were being made to promote regional superior products. According to him, regional superior promotion has often been carried out both at the provincial and national levels. The next news comes from Semarang, Central Java. The Central Java Provincial Government, through the Department of Youth, Sports and Tourism, had a Tourism Village 2019 in Semarang City from July the 20th until 21st in an effort to encourage the development of tourism potential in the village. Head of the Central Java Department of Youth, Sports and Tourism, Sinung Nugroho Rahmadi, in Semarang last Thursday said the Tourism Village activity was held as a form of encouragement for the emergence of innovation and creation of how to grow local wisdom and creation in the village according to their potential. This year, Tourism Village activity is themed My Independent Prosperous Village and will be attended by participants from 35 districts or cities that display local unique arts and culture performance in the tourist village superior product and various kinds of culinary specialties from respective villages. The Central Java Youth Sports and Tourism Agency continues to encourage and grow tourist villages that are able to increase the income and welfare of the community and become alternative employment opportunities for their citizens without having to leave the village. At present, there are only 229 tourist villages scattered in Central Java, even though Central Java targeted to grow around 500 tourist villages. In terms of quality, Central Java emphasizes the form of service in the tourist village that is easy to reach, informative, known to many people. In addition, there needs to be the utilization of corporate social responsibility of a corporation for the development of tourism villages. The latest news comes from Denpasar, Bali. A short film titled Ankara by students of the Film and Television Department, Faculty of Art and Design Denpasar, Indonesian Art Institute, was named the best film in the general student category at the 2019 Surabaya Film Festival. The Indonesian Art Institute Denpasar Chancellor Professor Igede Arya Sugiarta in Denpasar last Wednesday said that this proved that the institute was capable of showing achievement in classical and modern art. Professor Arya hopes that the films by ISI Denpasar have a special characteristic so that there are clear differences from the films of other parties. Meanwhile, Robi Atul Yamaniaji, as a producer, said that Ankara's film journey was colored by a variety of challenges, ranging from production costs to ridicule from a number of parties. He hoped that the film Ankara could inspire the younger generation, especially the IC Denpasar students. That was news from Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event on July 1936. Marconi passed away. Guglielmo Marconi, an inventor of message from radio wave transmission, passed away on July 1937. He was born in Bologna, Italy in 1974. Since he was young, he had been interested in physics and electronics, and he learned famous physicians' works such as Maxwell and Hertz. In 1999, he began his experiment and succeeded to send signal through radio wave with 1 mile distance. Moreover, the invention was developed continuously, and in 1932, he succeeded to invent radio telephone. The next event is that Sirimavo Bandaranaike was elected as Sri Lanka Prime Minister on July 20, 1960. Sirimavo Ratwate Bandaranaike is the first woman in the world that became Prime Minister. She became Prime Minister of Sri Lanka for the first time on 20th of July, 1960. The name of Bandaranaike was taken by the name of her husband in Sri Lanka. She was also a chairwoman of party, namely the Party of Sri Lankan Freedom. We end today in history with event on 20th of July 1969. The first man landed on the moon. Neil Armstrong, the US astronaut, became the first man who landed on the moon in a location with more than 386,000 kilometers from the Earth. He expressed a message which is eternal until now, namely, that's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. He left the Earth 4 days before using Apollo 11 with Edwin Aldrin Jr. and Michael Kolinsler, who was 38 years old and had a profession as civil pilot. However, he was appointed as the mission commander. On 11th July 1969, Apollo 11 entered the moon orbit. Afterwards, Armstrong along with Aldrin separated from command module by using Eagle module. Meanwhile, Collins remained in Apollo 11. Listener, that was today in history.
Voice of Indonesia.
Semua tanya.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was the first song entitled Saat Teduh by Monita. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will present you My Indonesia. Have a nice listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesia exports 8.9 thousand tons of fishery products simultaneously from 5 cities in the country. The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, has released export of 8.9 thousand tons of fishery products simultaneously in 5 cities with a value of 588 billion rupiah. Head of Fish Quarantine, Fisheries Product Quality and Safety Control, Rina, in Jakarta on Friday said the export was carried out simultaneously in 5 main points, namely Tanjung Priok in Jakarta, Tanjung Perak in Surabaya, Tanjung Emas in Semarang, Belawan Medan, and Soekarno-Hatta Makassar. The exports were attended by 147 fisheries companies assisted by the Fish Quarantine Agency, Fisheries Products Quality and Safety Control in the areas of Medan, Jakarta, Cirebon, Semarang, Surabaya, and Makassar using a total of 394 containers. The fishery products will be sent to 21 countries including the US, European Union, China, Spain, Singapore, France, Denmark, and Greece. Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Minister Susi Pujiastuti, when releasing symbolically exports of 8.9 thousand tons of fishery products in Tanjung Priok Port, North Jakarta, on Friday, said that the growth of fisheries in Indonesia is a positive impact of eradication efforts of illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing encouraged by the government in recent years. The effort was carried out by sinking 516 fishing vessels. In fact, the first semester of 2019 alone, the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries has succeeded in capturing illegal 67 fishing vessels. Susi Pujiastuti added, based on the result of a study of the National Commission on Fish Stock Assessment, the Indonesian maximum sustainable yield showed a very significant increase from 7.3 million tons in 2015 to 12.54 million tons in 2017. The increase in fish stock is also accompanied by an increase in the number of value of captured fisheries production. This has an impact on the production of fish processing units under the auspices of the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries and has finally led to an increase in fisheries commodity exports. Susi Pujiastuti hopes that local ship productivity will continue to increase, fisheries-based development increasingly distributed throughout the region, and all traditional fishermen welfare indicators continue to show improvement. That was My Indonesia Today on Indonesia exports 8.9 thousand tons of fishery products simultaneously from 5 cities.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tiba saat mengerti jerit suara hati yang letih meski mencoba melabuhkan rasa yang ada. Mohon tinggal sejenak, lupakanlah waktu, temani air mataku, teteskan lara merajut asa, menjalin mimpi, hendakkan sepi-sepi. Cinta kan membawamu kembali di sini, menuai rindu, membasuh perih. Apa terus tak mengalir. Jujurkanlah hati, kenangan batin jiwaku, kenangkan cinta seperti dulu. Saat bersama tak ada keraguan. Meski mencoba melabuhkan rasa yang ada, mohon tinggal sejenak, lupakanlah waktu, temani air mataku, teteskanlah.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was the second song entitled Cintakan Membawamu Kembali by Mike. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will explore the beauty of Indonesian culture, tourism destinations, and local wisdoms in our program Indonesian Wonder. For today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will take you to visit Lombok Sono Beach in Malang, East Java. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will take you to explore the Lombok Sono Beach in Malang, East Java. Listener, recently, Malang, which is one of the cities in East Java province, has been more popular among tourists, both the domestic and international ones. The city is gifted with abundant remarkable destinations, one of which is the Lombok Sono Beach. The Lombok Sono Beach is located in Lombok Sono, Purwodadi Village, Malang Regency, East Java. During your trip to the beach, you will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery of clove plantation surrounding the route. Visitors can try various activities and water sports, such as snorkeling, diving, and surfing at the beach. If you are still a newbie in surfing, the Lombok Sono Beach is the right choice for you, as the beach has medium waves, namely 3 meters. Thus, it is safe as well as appropriate for amateur surfers.
Besides surfing, you can also swim at the beach and explore the spectacular coral reefs and sea creatures at the beach. If you are an adventure junkie, you can explore the ocean by taking a small wooden boat named Jukung. Surrounding the beach, there are a number of attractions that are worth visiting. For example, a cave which is inhabited by plenty of caves and a cliff. The Lengoksana Beach is surely an exhilarating place for those who are keen on fishing. In addition to having mesmerizing panorama, the beach has abundant fish and convenient atmosphere. The Lengoksana Beach also serves as the conservation zone of spiny lobsters and slipper lobsters. Moreover, the Lengoksana Beach is established by the Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries as one of the ecotourism destinations in the country. So listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mengapa ku malu di setiap
Voice of Indonesia.
There was a song entitled Cinta Pertama or The First Love by Mika Tambayong. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will present you unique information in our program Miscellany. In today's edition of Miscellany, we will present you a topic about cancer prevention candy. Have a nice listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, cancer is a very serious disease that has the potential to cause mortality. Based on the latest data on the latest press release on global cancer in 2018 by the International Agency for Cancer Research of the World Health Organization, or WHO, the global cancer burden has increased to 18.1 million new cases and 9.6 million deaths. This triggered Zilvana Nurul Iza, a student of Bachelor Degree of Statistics Study Program, Faculty of Science and Technology, Erlangga University or UNAIR, in making candy innovations as a cancer prevention by using turmeric. The innovation with the name utilization of turmeric as a cancer prevention through Cooper Candy or Kunyit Penghilang Resahmu managed to get a bronze medal in the International Malaysia Indonesia Thailand Symposium on Innovation and Creativity Competition IMIT SIC 2019, which took place from Sunday, June 16th until Tuesday, June 18th at Princess of Nara Diwat University, Thailand. The product has benefits in preventing cancer, stroke, and dementia because it is made from spices based on its efficacy. This cancer prevention candy can be consumed by everyone except pregnant and lactating mothers. The candy is also effective solutions and easy to consume. In the future, Zilvana intends to develop the products and efficacy of her innovation and hopes that it will be able to prevent other serious diseases. Hopefully, this innovative product can inspire people to be more innovative and critical of problems. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today with the topic Cancer Prevention Candy. I'm Prisa Verdadala. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia. Sejak kehadirannya.
alam bernyanyi, alam berwarna-warni, mentari di ujung rambutnya. Inikah
tanda tandanya bunga asmara ingin bersemi sekali lagi. Tanda tandanya bunga asmara ingin bersemi di dalam hati ini sekali lagi. Bagaikan terjebak kehadirannya. Burung-burung bernyanyi, alam berwarna-warni, mentari di ujung rambutnya. Inikah
tanda-tandanya bunga asmara ingin bersemi sekali lagi.
Indonesia.
There was a song entitled Tanda Tandanya by Mus Mujiono. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will give you information about Indonesian keroncong song titled Sepanjang Jalan Kenangan sung by Didi Kempot. So, make sure to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present you a keroncong song entitled Sepanjang Jalan Kenangan. The song, which was composed by Arianto, was popularized by Teti Kadi in 1980s. It tells about someone who intentionally visits his girlfriend. Even though they have separated, beautiful memories which have been enjoyed together never lose from their memory. The song, which was composed in pop genre, is resung and accompanied by keroncong music. The song is still melodious, although it has different genre. Listener, here is Didi Kempot with his song entitled Sepanjang Jalan Kenangan.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu, perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be? Could it be? Could it be love? Could it be love? Be something that I never had. Could it be love? Oh, hey. Oh. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be? Could it be? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could this be something that
Listener, thank you very much for listening to English Terrestrial Program, and please give us your feedbacks to our email address voi@voinews.id. Also, don't forget to check our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter @voiindonesia. Thank you very much and have a nice day.